This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Brian today. I'm just going to be asking him a few questions to get an insight in how he's got such great results and speak about any difficulties he might have had, because I'm sure there's literally thousands of people who will be listening to this interview and who will find it very beneficial. So Brian, if you please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
My name's Brian Young. I'm coming up to 68 years old. I joined middle of January, second or third week in January.
Okay, awesome. And what results have you achieved in that time, Brian?
Weight loss, I think it's 24 pounds. Mm-hmm. I think I've gained 7-8 pounds in muscle.
Which is a very good amount of muscle to gain and an amazing amount of weight to lose. Very well done for that. What were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC?
I've tried at home, I've bought the equipment, I've always been conscious of my weight, and the older you get and when you go for medicals, blood pressure. And so you try your best, but actually you need that motivation. You need to go somewhere. You can't do it at home. It's so easy to keep putting it off and putting it off.
Understandable. You mentioned blood pressure. I believe you've recently had that checked, and it's
improved. I have, and it's great. There's doctors are over the moon with me.
Which is awesome. So that's another great result. So you've been trying to lose weight before at home. Was that mainly through exercise, or was there a little bit of diet in there as well? Or
not so much dieting. I've bought the cross trainer, and I've bought a running machine, and I've got a barn outside, so I suppose I've got the area to do it. But again, it's motivation. You don't do it. I had the equipment there. I did lose a stone several years ago, and then I think I'm great, and you go on holiday, and then you don't, when you come back, you don't continue it.
Okay, and so you hadn't done any dieting before at all?
Not really, no. You cut down a little bit, some pieces, and I've done a lot. I've packed up on the type of business I was on the road, and it's quite easy to stop at a service station and just grab something, you know, a chocolate really for energy.
Yeah.
Long distance driving, but not really.
Not really, okay, I can understand that. And you said you were doing a little bit of training before. Was that more like cardiovascular work, or was it?
Not weights.
Not weighted work. No. But you had done weighted work in the past?
Many years ago, yeah. I'm in the 40s, I was just a regular going to the gym, really from my mid-20s all the way through to my 40s. Mm-hmm. And then where I used to live was opposite a gym. It was a physical education college, and I joined that to help students, and they sort of, you know, let's go there as a client, and they work with you.
Yeah.
So I think I've done that till I was about 45, maybe 48. Yeah, and then I was about 92 kilos then.
Okay. And I mean, you're a very busy guy. I know that you spend a lot of time with your work. So how have you managed to fit exercising around that?
In the mornings, I come Mondays now to the early, the 6 to 7 in a group. Mm-hmm. Personal trainer from 7:30 to 8:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and back with the group on Fridays, 6 to 7.
Which is awesome. And you started off just one-to-one training, but do you find the group training very beneficial?
Yeah, I needed the confidence. You know, my age and the weight I was, I think I just needed to gain confidence that I wouldn't let the other group down by joining the group. And I think I think personal training is quite good to give that confidence. And you start to get weight loss, so it makes you feel good. It makes you do more.
Which is awesome. And you're doing very well with the group sessions, I hear, as well, which is good. What does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
I'm very conscious of what I eat now, far, far more. I've stuck to the diet, religiously stuck to the diet. Mm-hmm. I've never, wrongly, my wife's an extremely good cook, she's always been meat and veg, but when I was explained the diet, I thought that suits me, that diet, and what walks, if I remember, swims or flies, you can have.
Correct.
Lots of green. But actually, I've stuck to that. Very rarely do we have potatoes. My wife don't need to diet. She can eat as many buns as she wants. She'll never put on a pound. So, but being fair about it, she's worked with us. And my daughter belongs to the gym also. She's had a massive weight loss. And we put it down to diet and exercise. It's as simple as that. There's no magic formula.
So it's a great combination. I remember when you first came in, you said that you didn't really used to eat breakfast very often, and you didn't really eat much in the morning. You used to just have a bigger meal in the evening.
That was my problem. I run several businesses, and you fly around all day, no breakfast, go out the door, think you're doing good, come home and then binge, and then go to bed.
Yeah.
And that's not good. But now I've stuck to my omelette every morning.
Awesome.
I have that, and never missed. I've never missed since January.
Good. You've been very, very dedicated, which is part of the reason why you've got such amazing results. So, how has the DBCC helped you?
Well, I everyone laughs. I do class as a partnership. You know, you go on there, you come with your problems or your sort of ambitions, your targets. You come there, you tell the guys what you want. They'll give you a program. So you use their premises, use their professional advice. To me, that's a partnership, and you've got to work, look at it. I would never not turn up because I feel I'm letting them down, not only myself, you're letting these guys down. They're here ready for you. It's up to you to actually support them.
Which is it's awesome, and it's a two-way street. You're definitely right. You can't just turn up and expect to get results. You need to put the effort in as well, which I'm glad that you understand that. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone listening who may be trying to lose weight at the moment?
Just stick at it. I've had my lows. I've come several times, and then my weight loss has been little. I mean, a plateau, I think you call it. Mm-hmm. Plateaus. Yeah, that you can. That's when you need the support.
Yeah.
You know, you've been working hard. Just stick with it. Just stick with it, and it'll happen. Just by turning up and having a talk and just giving up on it, even through the exercise, you've got to really push yourself. Try to do it either the time or the number.
Yeah.
Just force yourself. And you get results.
Yeah. I mean, I read an article recently that was saying part of the battle for a lot of people is actually just getting to where they're going to train, and that you, when you do actually get there and train, you never regret the workouts that you do.
No, it's motivation. You've got to have that motivation.
Yeah, which is awesome, and I'm glad you've got that motivation. Have you got any final words today, Brian?
No, I'd just like to say thank you, guys. You've given me, I think, a new start in my time of life, and beautiful, they won't let me off of my age.
Age is only numbers.
It's only numbers. It's got more of the most.
Good from you, Brian. It was lovely to speak to you today, and I'm glad we've been able to help you so much. This is Nathan from the DVCC, and if you've been listening to this podcast, I hope you've enjoyed it and it's been helpful. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.